Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. New Mexico lawmakers are taking steps to prevent sexual misconduct and harassment at the state capitol. Today, lawmakers are scheduled to take mandatory anti-harassment training from a human resources consultant. Similar training was last offered in 2004. A panel of leading lawmakers also is weighing revision to the policy against sexual misconduct and harassment in the state house and procedures for reporting violations. Female lobbyists and elected officials have said widespread sexual harassment at the Capitol has gone unchecked under current procedures. Another Ten Commandments monument is being targeted for removal in New Mexico. A group representing atheists and agnostics says placement of the monument on Santa Fe City property violates the separation of church and state, much like a monument already removed in Bloomfield. Roz Brown has more.
A national organization wants the city of Santa Fe to remove a Ten Commandments monument from a park because the group believes it violates the First Amendment's separation of church and state. The nonprofit Freedom from Religion Foundation, based in Madison, Wisconsin, says the 6-foot-tall granite tablet is an inappropriate and unconstitutional remnant of the Cold War era. The group's co-president, Annie Laurie Gaylor, says like 99% of their complaints, this one came from a local resident who doesn't believe the monument belongs on government property.
The city government has no business telling citizens which gods to worship or how many gods to worship or whether to worship any gods at all.
Santa Fe's Ten Commandments monument is similar to one that was located in front of Bloomfield City Hall until it was removed under court order last year after the city spent $700,000 in legal costs. The Ten Commandments monument in Santa Fe had mostly escaped notice until the Bloomfield court case attracted national attention last year. An inscription at its base says it was donated to the city in 1968 by the Fraternal Order of Eagles, and Gaylor says that would be a more appropriate location.
This is the kind of thing that belongs on the Eagles Club or a private church, but it does not belong on public property because it sends that unconstitutional message that some people who believe in the Bible are insiders and the rest of us are outsiders.
Last year, the same group successfully petitioned for removal of a religious statue from a Pennsylvania high school lawn. The city of Santa Fe said there had been no complaints about the monolith, but it is considering the foundation's request. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide if Texas congressional and state house redistricting maps were drawn to intentionally discriminate against minorities. Ryan Pompey has more.
In 2017, a federal three-judge panel in San Antonio ruled against these maps, stating that the Texas legislature had intentionally drawn the maps to racially discriminate against minority voters by looping sections of traditional minority communities into Republican voting districts. Nina Perales is an attorney for one of the plaintiffs that has constitutionally challenged the two sets of voting maps.
The argument that we've made to the court is that the folks who redrew admitted very openly that they used race when they drew the district, that they looked at people's race before they put them in or outside of the district. And it's our argument that that was unconstitutional because there was no good reason to look at voters' race.
The Texas Attorney General's office disagreed with the U.S. District Court's conclusion that two congressional districts and 9 state house districts in 4 counties were drawn with discriminatory intent. Perales says oral arguments will likely begin sometime in April. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
In other news, Southern Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally is running for Senator Jeff Flake's seat. As Fronteras reporter Michelle Marisco explains, she is not distancing herself from Trump administration policies.
The congresswoman announced her intention to run for the Senate seat at a plane hangar in Tucson. She wore a flight suit, her uniform from her days as the country's first female combat pilot, and she spoke about her record of fighting the Department of Defense over the clothes that women in the military were forced to wear in restrictive countries practicing Sharia law. About 100 voters turned out to applaud her ambition.
On illegal immigration, I've sought a strategy of control over our border by more agents, sensors, aerial assets, manned and unmanned, and every other effective means, including a border wall.
McSally didn't blanch over President Donald Trump's reported remarks about immigrants from Haiti and African countries Thursday.
Look, I don't think we should be having any, comments about specific countries personally, but the issue I think that he's trying to get to is we got to reform our immigration system.
McSally is running off the platform that right now only she and not her Republican rivals Kelly Ward or Joe Arpaio are actually in office attempting to pass legislation. From Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.